及十二个门徒，以及还有很多来围绕着主耶稣基督的人。
And so at this moment, this young man comes to Jesus with a question.
这里面有一个年轻人是来到主耶稣基督的跟前，他有一个问题。
Now I said that it's in three different Gospels, and we learn a little bit more about the man, the young man, in each different Gospel. We learn more about him.
我们知道在三个福音书里面都提到这个少年人，所以说在每一个福音书里面都有关乎这个少年人的一些信息。
Now one thing we do know from Matthew is that this young man is rich. He's a man with a lot of money.
在马太福音里面我们知道这个少年人他非常富足。
We also learn that he is young.
我们也知道他很年轻。
And we learn that he is, it describes in the other ones, about him being like a ruler, an important man with a high social status.
我们在其他的福音书里面也知道他有很高的地位，他也有统治权。
So here is a rich young ruler.
所以说他是一个年轻富足的官。
You think, wow, that would be a nice position, wouldn't it? Be young, be rich, and have a high social status. Everybody respects me. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
所以说有人会想这是又年轻又富足又有社会地位这个是被人所仰望的一个社会身份
But this young man comes to Jesus and we can see from his question that in his heart there is something empty there he's still searching
我们可以从这个故事里面看到这个年轻人来到主耶稣跟前他有一个问题我们会发现他的心里面仍然有空虚
What did we also learn about this young man in our reading?
我们在读的时候呢，还注意到这个年轻人什么呢？
He is a religious man. He comes to Jesus to ask a question. How can I get to heaven? He is desiring to go to heaven.
这是一个敬虔的人，他有追求。他来到主耶稣基督的面前的时候，他问主耶稣如何可以进到天堂。
His question is, how can I have eternal life?
他的问题是我怎么可以得到永生
And you know what we find out also in this passage that this young man is sincere he really wants to know the answer to his question
我们也从这个故事里面看到这个年轻人他非常诚恳他非常想知道他的问题的答案
Many other times in the Bible some of the Jewish leaders came to ask Jesusreally a trick question. They did not want to know the answer. They wanted to trick him to make Jesus say something wrong.
我们在其他的福音书里，在福音书里面也看到很多犹太的一些有知识的人来到耶稣基督面前，不是提真诚的问题，而是提一些就说诡诈的问题，让耶稣基督说错话，发现他的错。
But this young man was genuinely, sincerely seeking the truth.
这个年轻人他非常真诚，他在寻找真理。
So this is a good religious man. He's rich, he's young, and he has respect.
这是一个好的敬虔的年轻人，他非常富有，但是他很追求。
So what else could he want? He has everything in life. You think that would make him happy?
他在生活里面一无所缺，然后他还缺什么呢？
But he's not satisfied. In his heart, he is still longing and looking for something more.
他在心里面还继续在寻求更多的、更重要。
Now, you think that this young man, in his meeting with Jesus, you would think it would be a good outcome.
我们看这个年轻人会猜想，他一定会从主耶稣基督那里得到一个好的结果。
He comes with a question to Jesus.Jesus answers his question, but the result is very sad.
他来到耶稣基督跟前带了一个好问题，希望会得到一个好结果，但是结果是非常让人伤心的。
Wouldn't it be nice if we could go to Jesus and ask him some questions? That would be wonderful.
我们如果能来到耶稣基督跟前问问题，得到答案是非常美妙的事情。
This young man comes to Jesus.He receives the answer that he is looking for, but at the end, it's very sad.
This young man comes 言问他的问题也得到了答案，但是结果是非常让人难过。
What mistakes did this young man make in his encounter with Jesus?
这个年轻人犯了一些什么样的错误呢？
We're going to see here in the story here, he comes up to Jesus, and first of all, he calls him a good teacher. We learned this from other Gospels. He got a good teacher.
这个年轻人来到主耶稣基督跟前，他问主耶稣基督，他称主耶稣基督是好的老师。
And Jesus gives an answer that really is a question. You're like, why do you call me good? Only God is good.
主耶稣基督回答他是根本不是答案，问他反倒是问他，你为什么称我是好老，称我是好的呢？只有上帝是好的。
So really, Jesus is inquiring, asking this man, "Do you recognize and understand that I am the Lord? Is that why you've come to me?"
其实主耶稣基督是在提醒他，你真的知道我是谁吗？我是主吗？
But we find out from the end result that this young man does not accept that Jesus and His Word have the authority of God.
我们到后来知道，这个年轻人他其实没有明白主耶稣基督就是神自己。
So the first mistake he made was not understanding who Jesus is.
所以说他在这个故事里面，他真的没有明白耶稣基督到底是谁。
He didn't understand that he was in the presence of God Almighty in the flesh that had come down, the God Emmanuel.
他没有明白。他所面对的主耶稣是道成肉身的，是上帝自己道成肉身与人同在的神。
He did not understand the authority that Jesus spoke with to him that day.
他没有明白那天主耶稣基督对他讲话时的那个权柄。
He comes with a question, he receives the answer, but he refuses the answer.
他带着问题来，他得到了答案，但是他拒绝了结果。
That's not the way to come before God and ask before Him.
那不是人应该来到神面前所应该有的。
So do we come before God and we ask for certain things, and if we don't like it, we say, no, I'm not going to obey?
就像我们人一样，来到主跟前，来到上帝面前，要些东西，如果不是我们自己所想要的话，然后我们就不会服从，就离开了。
We need to come before God, understanding that He is God Almighty. He is our Creator, and we are to obey Him in all things.
我们来到神面前的时候，要知道他是大有能力的上帝，他是我们的神，我们要顺服他。
Sometimes we don't understand when God tells us what to do, but we need to obey even if we don't understand.
有时候我们来到神跟前，神会告诉我们，我们不一定明白，但是我们要选择顺服。
So let's look at our story here, and the young man asked Jesus, "What must I do to have eternal life?"
我们来看这个故事，这个年轻人问主耶稣基督，我应该做什么才可以得永生
？So now Jesus is going to say, "Well." He knew that he was a good religious man. You know the commandments. He was talking about the Ten Commandments, the fundamental, the basic law of all of the Old Testament.
耶稣基督问他一些关于一些律法方面的问题，特别是十诫方面的问题。这个年轻人显然是都遵守。
And Jesus tells him that you need to obey these commandments.
主耶稣基督告诉他。你需要顺服这些诫命。
You know the basic Ten Commandments are divided into two parts.
十诫被分为两个部分。
The first four commandments are our relationship with God.
前四个诫命是关乎我们跟神的关系。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and strength and might.
爱上帝用全心全力来爱上帝。
Keep His name holy.
以让他的名为圣，以他的名为圣。
Have no idols before Him. No idols.
在我们面前，在他的面前，没有任何的偶像。
These are the relationship between the believer and God Himself.
这是在信徒和神之间的美好的关系。
But the last six of the Ten Commandments deal with relationship of people to people.
剩下的六个呢，诫命是人和人之间的关系。
And it's interesting here that Jesus, when he tells this young man to follow these commandments, it's all the commandments of people to people, relationship among people.
主耶稣基督告诉这个年轻人，问这些年轻人的遵守的诫命，完全是人和人之间的关系。
And this young man had heard that since he was very little, like in Sunday school on. He had heard all of these commandments.
这些年轻人在，比方说在我们的主日学都学到了所有的这些诫命。
And he tells Jesus, I've already obeyed all of these.
这个年轻人告诉主耶稣基督，他遵守了所有的诫命。
He certainly thought he did.
他当然认为他自己已经做了。
He saw himself as a good person.
他认为自己是一个好人。
I've obeyed all of those.
我已经遵守了所有的一切。
Do you think he really did?
你认为他真的做了？
Remember when Jesus was preaching on the mountain, the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
我们在马太福音的五章、六章、七章里面，我们可以记得主耶稣基督在登山宝训里面所教导。
Jesus was speaking to the crowd, and he was explaining these laws to them and how to best obey them.
主耶稣基督在登山宝训教导这些人，就是我们怎么应该来顺服上帝。
Jesus asked the people, now.You have already heard, you already know the law, do not kill, right? You know this law, do not kill.
主耶稣就教导说，你们听到律法上说，你们不要杀人。
And then Jesus goes on to explain more. What does that mean when God is the judge?
然后主耶稣基督继续的教导就说，然后就是只有上帝是最后的审判者。
So today, how many people here have killed somebody? Anybody murdered?
Anybody? Yeah.
We would all be like this young man. No, not me. I would never do that. But what did Jesus say about God? And when he thinks about this question? God looks into the heart of each person. And Jesus said, if in your heart you hate someone, that's the same as killing them in God's eyes.
主耶稣基督教导我们，如果你心里面恨人，就是在杀人。
So you think, oh my, in God's eyes, I am a murderer.
所以在上帝的眼里面，我们可能是一个谋杀者。
I'm not a good person.
我们不是好的。
I need God's forgiveness.
我需要上帝的原谅。
But this young man made the mistake. He didn't understand that. He thought he was good and perfect.
这个年轻人他犯了错误，他不明白他自己不是好的。
And you know, in Mark it also tells us one more detail about Jesus and this young man. When this young man answered Jesus, it says there in the gospel that Jesus loved this young man.
在马可福音里面，我们可以看到主耶稣基督跟这个年轻人特别的关系。上面说马可福音里面说主耶稣基督。
He has compassion on him.
他对这个年轻人有一个深深的感情。
He understands that he really is searching sincerely for the truth.
主耶稣基督知道他非常真诚的在寻求真理。
And in the eyes of society, he is a good man.
在这些社会里面，他确实是一个好人。
But you know, being just good in the eyes of people is not enough to get you to heaven.
我知道在众人眼里边的看作是好的还不够。
You know, very often we compare ourselves to others. We see other people, oh, that's a bad man. I'm glad that I'm not bad. I'm glad that I'm good compared to the others.
所以在生活里面经常的情形是我们会跟其他人比，哦，那是一个坏人，我还没有，我是一个好人。
We compare ourselves to people who were worse.
我们经常跟那些比我们差的人去比较。
But God looks deep into our heart, each one, and he sees that we are all sinners and we need to repent.
上帝看透我们的心，我们都是罪人，我们都需要拯救。
That young man made a mistake. He did not understand that he was a sinner.
这个年轻人犯了一个错误，他没有意识到他自己是一个罪人。
In the Ten Commandments, it tells us that we should not worship idols.
在十诫里面，我们知道我们不应该拜偶像。
Now, when you hear the word idol, if you come from a Chinese culture, you probably think of the temples, the Buddhist temples and the Taoist temples with the many idols that are there.
在我们中国文化里面，我们看到想到偶像的时候，我们会想到佛教、道教的一些寺庙，这些寺庙里面有很多的偶像在。Not
just Buddha, but Guan Yin and so many other different gods.
我们不但是佛，还有观音的，还有很多其他的一些偶像。So
here in the West, there are not so many the idols, but do you know that Western people also are guilty of idolatry?
在西方社会里面，你不会看到很多这样表面上的偶像，但是他们其实心里还是有很多的偶像。
What is to worship idols mean?
那个拜偶像究竟是什么意思呢？
Anything that we love more than God is an idol.
如果我们爱世上的事情多过爱神的话，都是在拜偶像。
And you know, in the West, we love money too.
如果在西方社会里面知道人们爱钱,
there may not be a god of money that we burn incense to, but they love money just the same.
他们并不说拜一个管钱的神，只是他们爱钱自己。
Did this young man love money?
这个年轻人爱财吗?
Absolutely. He did not understand that he was a sinner, that he worshipped the idol of money.
这个年轻人没有意识到他自己是罪人，他是在拜钱财的。
Maybe he thought he was a good man. I do not steal. I do not commit adultery. I do not kill. I'm a good man.
也许他想自己是一个好人，他没有杀过人，他也没有偷过别人。
He had not understood that all people are sinners and we need God's forgiveness.
他不知道所有的人都是罪人，我们都需要上帝的原谅。
He was spiritually blind to his own condition.
在他的灵里面是瞎眼的。
And when we come to God, the question that we need to ask God, look in my heart, is there anything that I need to surrender and repent and be clean before you?
我们来到上帝面前的时候，我们需要问上帝，在我的心里面有没有我需要降服的地方，有需要我顺服的地方。
He was certainly a good man in the eyes of society, but he was not on his way to eternal life.
他在社会的眼光里面绝对是一个好人，但是他却没有走在永生的路上。
He did not understand about God's way of saving people through what we call grace.
他没有明白上帝拯救世人的方法，就是我们所称的恩典。
How can we define that word grace?
我们可以怎么来定义这个恩典的这个词呢？
It's God's way of saving humanity.
这是上帝的方法来实现救恩。
Grace is when we receive a gift that we do not deserve.
恩典就是我们得到一些上帝的我们本不配得的礼物。God
is a loving father.
上帝是一个爱的父。
And he wants to bless us. He wants us to be with him for eternity in heaven.
他希望祝福我们，他希望我们所有的人跟他永远在一起。
And God prepared the way. The way for us to be with him in heaven for eternity.
上帝已经准备了道路，让我们可以永远和他在天上在一起。
What is that way?
你知道那条路吗?
The Bible tells us that no one with sin can be in God's presence.
圣经告诉我们，没有罪人可以见到神。
God has a way to take away all of our sin, to make us pure as we stand before him at the judgment seat.
上帝有他的办法，可以把我们的所有的罪除去，让我们在他审判台前可以。
And the Bible is clear, there's only one way that will take away all of our sin.
圣经告诉我们，只有一个方法可以把我们所有的罪除掉。
That is the death of Jesus on the cross and his blood. Our faith in him takes away all of our sin.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲，把我们所有的罪都除去了。 他的血洗净了我们的罪，好让我们在神面前 是清洁的。
This is a gift that God gives us. He holds out this gift of eternal life and forgiveness.
这是上帝给我们的礼物，是给我们永生的礼物。
And as God extends this gift to us, we take it and we receive it by faith in our heart.
这是上帝给我们的礼物，我们是凭信心接受。
This young man did not understand.
这个年轻人不明白这个。
He did not understand God's way.
他不明白上帝的方法。
He thought he himself could be good enough to get to heaven.
他认为他自己可以好，足够好到天堂。
Now this story takes place 2,000 years ago.
这个故事发生在2000年以前。
But do you know today, in today's world, if you ask people, how do you get to heaven, they will answer about the same way this young man.
这是2000年前的一个事情，但是如果我们看今天的社会里面问人相同的问题，但是很多人都会有相同的想法。
So say you want to do some research, and you go out in the public and you ask people, in your opinion, how can people get to heaven? How do people go to heaven? How do people get to heaven?
如果你做一个研究，去社会里面调查，你问身边的那些人，怎么能可以上天堂？怎么可以去上天堂？怎么可以去上天堂？
What will people answer you?
你会想，人们会怎么回答你呢？
Just be good, and you go to heaven.
人们会说，就是做好，然后去天堂。
You be good. Good people go to heaven. Bad people, no.
人们会认为好人进天堂，坏人下地狱。
The world believes that today.
这个整个世界都相信这个。
And if you think about it, every religion, except Christianity, teaches that. Buddhism, be good, and then you will get on, and Hinduism and Islam, they all teach just be good.And then after you die, you will get to the right place. Good will happen.
你会发现在其他的宗教里面，佛教也好，道教也好，伊斯兰教也好，除了基督教，他们会告诉你，只要你做得好，就可以上天堂。
But do you know that you can never be good enough to get to heaven?
你知道吗？你永远不会足够好，以致上天堂。
This young man's question is.What should I do? Do good works. What should I do that's good? I want to do action. I want to do it. I will be the one to get to heaven.
这个年轻人主耶稣基督，我应该做什么？做什么才可以上天堂？
That's good. 做什么？ Now right? Do. What should I do? You know, what should I do? And Jesus would say, it's not what you do. It's what you believe. And your faith that you have in Jesus.
这个年轻人问我应该做什么？我应该做什么？主耶稣基督的答案是：你应该相信什么
？You can never do enough good on your own strength to get to heaven.
你永远不会做得足够好，以致你自己进天堂。
When we believe and accept Jesus, we want to do good to please Him, because that's the way to obey Him, not the way that I can get to heaven by my good deeds.
我们应该有的方式是我们相信主耶稣基督，顺服他，而且信了之后，我们愿意做很多的好事，这是讨神喜悦的事情。
So this young man did not understand the way to heaven.
这个年轻人没有就说明白上帝拯救人的方式。
Jesus looked at this young man, and he looked deep in his heart, and Jesus already knew his main problem.
主耶稣基督看在他的内心，深深地知道他自己的问题所在。
Jesus looked at him and said, "You need to take all that you own, sell it, give the money to the poor, and come and follow me."
主耶稣基督告诉他，你应该把你所有的钱财变卖，你所有的钱财分给穷人，然后跟从我。
Wow, that young man kind of had a shock, didn't he? What? Get rid of all of my money?
这个年轻人也许会很吃惊，什么？然后让我把所有的钱财都分给穷人
？Wow! Sell all my stocks, go in the bank and get all my money out and give it away.
把我所有的股票都卖掉，然后到银行把钱都取来，然后都分给别人。
Jesus knew exactly what his problem was.
耶稣基督深深地知道他的问题所在。
Jesus knew where his heart was.
耶稣基督知道他的心。
And different people may have different problems. It's not all of us that have this kind of love for money.
每个人会有不同的问题，并不是说我们所有的人都会有像这个年轻人一样关于钱财的问题。
Jesus is saying, whatever it is that keeps you from following me, get rid of that. Whatever it is, money or something else, but get rid of it and follow me.
主耶稣基督的意思是，无论是什么东西阻碍你来跟从我的东西，你要把它除掉，你要把那些阻碍你跟从主耶稣基督的除掉，来跟从主耶稣。
Verse 22 says here, when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth.
在经文的22节是这样讲，那少年人听见这话就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
This young man had a choice.
这个年轻人他有选择。You
also have a choice.
你也有选择。
To follow Jesus, follow him more closely.
去跟从主耶稣基督，而且跟从得很紧。But
like in this story here, we need to be willing to obey him. Whatever Jesus tells us to do, we need to say, Lord, I will obey you.
就像这个故事里边，我们所需要学习到的，就是我们对主耶稣基督的教导，我们对主说，主啊，你无论是对我说什么，我都愿意顺服。Is
there anything in your life that you love more than God?
在你的生活里面有没有比爱神更多的？
That thing, whatever it is, can keep you from growing in your relationship with God, our Father.
无论在你生活中有什么样的事情，可以那些是阻碍你继续成长、更爱神的东西。
That young man made many mistakes.
这个年轻人犯了错误。
But his last mistake was he turned his back and he walked away.
他犯了很多错误，但是他最后一个错误是，他转向离开。Walking
away was the worst mistake that he made that day.
离开主耶稣是他那一天所犯的最大的一个错误。He
didn't understand exactly what Jesus wanted him to do.
他没有明白主耶稣基督心里面所希望他做的。You
know, the other 12 disciples, they spent 3 years with Jesus.
我们知道另外十二个门徒花了3年多的时间和主耶稣基督在一起。And
those other disciples that followed Jesus every day, they heard all of those teachings that Jesus gave the people.
那些十二个门徒在主耶稣基督都听到他的教导，然后就把东西都给别人。They
had times that they were in the crowd and they heard Jesus speak to the crowd.
他们在人群中听到主耶稣基督向人群供道。
There were times the disciples had just with Jesus, just a small group, that they could ask questions to Jesus. And you know, the Bible says that many times those disciples did not understand. When Jesus was going to Jerusalem to be crucified, he gave a warning. About a week before, said, look, I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going to be killed there.
在主耶稣基督进耶路撒冷之前，就是他被钉十字架一个星期之前，他给这些门徒一个警告。And
the Bible tells us they didn't understand. They said, Jesus, no, no, don't go.
圣经告诉我们，这些门徒都不明白他，都劝他不要走，不要去。
Many times they did not understand, and it was difficult to follow Jesus. There were threats against them. And as they traveled in Israel, many times they did not have a place to sleep. They had to sleep out in the open, in the cold, maybe the rain. Jesus said he didn't have a house.
他们跟踪主的时候，很多地方连睡的地方、吃的地方都没有。主耶稣基督说他没有房子。He
said that the birds have nests and the foxes have their holes, but I don't have a place to call home.
他说空中的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头。Many
times on a cold winter morning, I'm in my very comfortable bed, and I think, you know, Jesus never had a place so comfortable as this.
有时候在冬天里面，我们可以想象我们在床上有一个很温暖的枕头，有被子等等。当我们想到过主耶稣基督没有像我们这样说。
He left his comfort and glory in heaven to come down to suffer for us.
他离开他最舒适的那个宝座，天上的宝座，来到人间为我们受苦。
And in spite of all those difficulties and confusion, lack of understanding, those disciples still stayed with Jesus.
尽管有这些困难，有这些理解上困难，有这些生活上困难，但这些门徒还是跟主耶稣基督在一起。
That young man should have done the same.
那个年轻人应该做相同的事情。
He thought, well, I don't understand about getting rid of my money, but I'm going to continue following Jesus and learn some more from him.
这个年轻人应该想，虽然说我不知道怎么把这个钱财都分给别人，但是我应该决定继续的跟从主耶稣基督，继续的学更多的东西。
We all have questions that we need to learn more and ask.
我们有问问题，我们需要学更多的，需要问。
But what's the difference between those disciples and this young man?
那在这个在门徒和这个年轻人之间有什么样的差别呢？
The young man walked away.
年轻人走开了。
That was his greatest and most dangerous mistake.
这是他最大的、最危险的错误。
There's a verse in the Bible that Jesus says to his disciples and to us today.
在圣经里面，主耶稣基督对他的门徒，也对我们今天讲过。
What good is it if you gain the whole world but lose your soul?
如果你得了一切，失去生命，有什么可夸的呢？
What good can it do you? All the riches in the world at the moment of your death.Just before you stand before the throne, those riches will do you no good.
那些财宝让我们付出的财宝，让我们有什么益处呢？
It won't matter what kind of degree or education you have.
无论是有什么样的特别好的学位。
Won't matter your bank account.
也跟你的银行的账户没关系。
Doesn't matter if you're famous and everybody knows about you.
跟你的名声没有什么关系。
One day we will all stand before the throne of God.
有一天我们都会站在主耶稣基督的宝座前面。
And on that day, there's only one thing that's important.
在那一天，只有一件事情是最重要的。
Is Jesus our Lord and Savior?
耶稣基督是我们的救主吗？
I hope that each one of you today have already made that decision.
我希望在座的每一位都已经在这个事情上做了决定。
Beginning that walk with Jesus.As Lord and Savior.
这是一个我们跟随主耶稣基督的开始，我们主耶稣基督我们的救主的开始。
And keep following Him. Days will be difficult, times may be hard, but keep following Him.
我们让我们一起继续的跟从主，虽然说有时候生活是困难的，日子是艰难的。
So this young man is an example for us.
这个年轻人是一个例子。
But not an example of what to do.An example of what not to do.
是我们，他不是我们是需要学习的，而是需要我们不去学习的一个例子。
Let's keep following Jesus.
让我们继续的跟随主。
Amen.